To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. We appreciate you sticking around with us today. It is time for another installment of our Destination Spotlight. Today, it's destination number 9. And before we take you to Tennessee, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Masterbuilt.
It is. Change up your backyard routine with Masterbuilt's digital electric smokers. The thermostat-controlled temperature and cooking timer produce award-winning results every time. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you will love how simple it is to share the goodness of slow smoked foods with your family and friends. Masterbuilt digital electric smokers are perfect for backyard cookouts, boating adventures, tailgating at the big game, camping trips, and more. They're available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Walmart, Cabela's, and other retail outlets, or you can visit masterbuilt.com for more info, quick tips and recipes, or check them out on rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. And now let's go to the 16th state in our nation and speak with the CEO of the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Kevin Kane.
Kevin, nice to have you here on Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries as we spotlight Memphis.
Robert, Mary, great to be with you guys today.
Well, we appreciate your time, certainly do. You know, I've said a few times over the years that Memphis, it isn't a bee city, but there are a lot of bees to enjoy there. And my point is, it's our favorite place for barbecue, but there's also Beale Street, Blues, Burgers at Dyer's, you got basketball, baseball, the Redbirds, and then we move down the alphabet to Elvis, FedEx, and all the other things. So talk to us about what makes Memphis such a destination for travelers.
Well, you know, it's a big tourism city, 11 million visitors a year from all over the world, a big international destination. Our visitors literally come from all over the planet. We say that music is our foundation because obviously the heritage of Memphis music is really our brand that resonates around the planet. And of course, being a river city, we have all the great amenities of being a great city on the mighty Mississippi River, with our great food and our great our other great culinary options that go even beyond what we're famous for, and of course, is our barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. And Rendezvous would be our favorite.
Yeah, so Kevin, like any big city, you offer certainly a large array of places for visitors to stay, but we cannot have you on here without you touching a little bit about the famous Peabody Hotel and their even more famous residents who appear twice daily, I believe, for a swim. So why don't you tell our listeners about who those residents are?
Well, you know, the Peabody, going back about 75 years ago, when their general manager was duck hunting over in the Arkansas, not far from here, he came back and he threw his decoys in the pond, and people just got such a kick out of them. Next thing you know, they had ducks in the pond, and now they, you know, 60 years later, they have ducks that are so well-trained, they march down an elevator, walk on a red carpet, splash around and float around in a beautifully floral manicured fountain on a daily basis. And at 5 o'clock, they march right back up the elevator and go to sleep at night in their $250,000 penthouse.
Yeah, it is something
to say. They have quite the life.
It's something to say. There's no question.
The conservationists out there, every 6 weeks, the ducks are released to freedom. And they bring in a new crop of ducks. So the ducks are not, this is a temporary stop in their life, and then they're released back
I think so, most Kevin, of them would sign up again.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to talk a little bit about river cruising. You know, we do that on the show, mostly about Europe, Asia, and Africa. But Memphis is a major hub for river cruises. So talk about that to us. And, you know, I also want to know a little bit about what's going on these days at Graceland.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, you got, we are the widest part of the Mississippi River between Minneapolis and New Orleans in front of Memphis. And river cruises up and down the mighty Mississippi River have just exploded in popularity. It's popular in this country. It's popular with international visitors. Of course, we have the American Queen Line, the American Steamship Company. They're here with their vessels on almost a weekly basis. They make their stops in the port of Memphis. Most of their guests are housed at the Peabody Hotel, but of course, as you know, they have beautiful staterooms and they have people overnight for 6-7 days at a time. But Memphis is obviously one of the most popular stops on the Mississippi River cruises. And Viking Cruise Line now is getting into the river cruise business, and they're going to start service in Memphis next year with river cruises as well. So we have a lot of options. The wonderful southern part of the United States and the Mississippi River, and of course the amenities of Memphis right here.
Right.
The foot of Beale Street is where our dock facility is located.
So, Kevin, before we run out of time, why don't you touch on what's going on at Graceland for our
listeners?
Give us
about a 30-second snapshot.
Well, Graceland has just undergone a $130 million facelift. They built a new, beautiful resort hotel called the Guest House. It's fabulous. And across the street, they have this whole new experience called Elvis Presley's Memphis, and it really focuses on the career of the King of Rock and Roll. It's very thematic. And from his cars to his movies to his dress to other artists that were influenced by him and the whole history of rock and roll. It's fabulous, and hundreds of thousands of visitors are enjoying it. Of course, this week we're wrapping up the 40th anniversary of Elvis Week, and we have a record crowd here in Memphis.
Well, listen, Kevin, you fit it all in, so thank you for spotlighting Memphis with us. Folks, if you love barbecue, blues, or you're just looking for a unique place to go visit, go enjoy Memphis. Have a nice weekend, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, with that, I know our folks are working on the next Destination Spotlight coming up, but with our goodbyes to Kevin, it's time for us to say goodbye to all of you, and that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, we'll get to some more travel news to kick off Hour 2, and then we'll dive right back into more travel talk and more travel fun. Stick with us.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.